nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Catch a wave. Catch a wave.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Not just a bet, cause it's been going on so long.
Catch a wave, catch a wave.
Catch a wave, they'll be sitting on top of the world.
Woohoo! That's right. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And this is the second hour of the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And that's right, we're getting into it. We are doing our shamanic journeying with a... Here are some drums. Yo, what up? Just kidding. And I will be joined in by my hand drum. Hold on. Sorry, I'm like getting into it. One second. Here we go. Whew. So this is a journey we're going to do, you know, for about 10 minutes or less. And this is a time to connect with your power animal, spirit animal. We're going to go in and we're going to catch a vision from all of our loved ones and all of our guides. We're going to catch a vision of if you want to ask a question or if you just want to let it flow and receive the healing. If you do not see anything crazy and if you do not trip naturally, do not get discouraged or do not feel bad. It's, you know, this is for you to take in the energy and it's for you to take in the healing. So this is, I'd like to say, a love journey. You can ask whatever you want in your heart. You can put out whatever intention in the highest. Right now, I'm putting out an intention of love. Where can, or love, something higher or whatever it is that I need to know or I need to see. And I'm putting this out right now. So when I say an intention of love, bringing in any energy of love in the highest form and let me and reveal to me anything that I need to know. Connected with love in its highest form and its absolute form. And you can have the same intention or you can ask something else, but just if you'd like, be along this journey. Here we go. I may start singing, I may start talking, or I may just shut up. Either way, feel the energy with me. One thing I did forget to do was my sound bowl. We're gonna start off with the sound bowl because this is the first part of the sound healing and the energy healing and the clearing and the cleansing, and we're gonna do it with the Tibetan sound bowl. Take it in that, take it in. Doesn't it feel good? Wherever we are, whatever we're doing right now in this moment, we're taking time for ourselves. Taking time for ourselves. Thank you.
We thank Infinite Spirit for being here with us and guiding us on the shamanic journey. We wash and clear all things that do not serve us in bringing us to our highest good. Whatever the message you have, whatever you were able to take in, take that in, write it down. Have it. This is for you. This is your moment. This is your time for you. Let's take a moment to rethink and recap and understand exactly what the message is that we got first, because sometimes when we're in our journey, it's hard to translate all in one. So if we could take a meditative moment to feel what that energy is and what the vibration, what the message is. Mine was very vivid. It was very, very cinematic. I was taken back to a past life. And again, my Native American ancestry and spirits always show up. And now it's time to understand the message completely and fully and taking it in. What is the message? Where is it that you need to go forward? What steps do you need to take? What is the next step of your evolution? What is the next stage of your life? And where your higher self is pulling you towards? Let's take a moment to ask this question. See, sometimes when we have past life regression visions, that is an opportunity to go back in our past lives and be able to heal what it is we brought into this lifetime. So if you see a reoccurring vision from a past life, it's usually trying to tell us something about what we need to heal in this lifetime. It's usually a sign of alchemy and bringing in, and when I can always bring in the violet flame, to really generate this ability to quantum leap, this ability to go into time and to go and to heal that. What did you bring from a past life? Maybe these are questions we can ask that you brought here that you are healing now and clearing the karma from. Beautiful, beautiful. Wow, that was intense. This has been very eye-opening. This has been very, very, wow. This is a very, and I feel different. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm feeling different today, and it's good because we're going into spring, so there's a lot of shifting in the energy that's happening. And you know, I may not be the only one who's feeling it, but there's definitely a huge shift that I'm feeling collectively in the air. After that full moon we had, I'm gonna tell you, it was immaculate. And we're having a new moon on the 9th, so mark your calendars down because so you can get into that ceremony when that happens. Let's see I want to know when the new moon is due. It is the 9th, but I want to see on the calendar. Yes. Oh, what fun. It is on a Friday. Yes, yippee. So, the big bopper. Purple people, purple. It's purple people eater. Purple, yeah. So, I hope you were able to get what you needed from there. That was very intense. There was a lot going on. There's a lot I saw, and there was a lot of information. And so that's why I really encourage you to write this down if you're like me and you get message overload, message download. Wherever, you know, whatever you do, wherever you are, whatever the heck is going on or whatever's happening. So we're here till 8 p.m. and I can't wait to see what Spirit has to say for us. I actually brought some, I brought the Love Tarot deck. So I'm going to play with that a little bit. Yeah! I want to play with that and actually play with a message from Spirit, because why not, you know? Why not bring out the Love deck? So I'm having so much fun. Oh my goodness. Time flies. It's 7:23. We're outskis at 8 p.m. So this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tax Free From Radio. If you're just tuning in and you just engaged into a shamanic journey, and I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you liked it. This is so much fun. I love you to the moon and back. This is what this energy comes from, this joy and its happiness. It comes from love and the love I get to give and the giving and the receiving. And so it's beautiful. So here we go. Here we go. This song is definitely going to lift y'all up. This is a big bopper with Purple People Eater meets the Witch Doctor. So much fun.
I got real shook. I heard the strangest sound. I saw the Purple People Eater, and to my surprise, the Witch Doctor sitting by his side. The Witch Doctor had a little guitar in his hand, and they were popping and a rocking with a two-piece band. Purple was a blowing like a people eater should. Witch Doctor picked like Johnny Be Good. They went I got troubles, that's what he said. Girls keep a laughing about the horn in my head. The witch doctor smiled and I heard him say, yeah, man, you're ugly, but you sure can play. There in the moonlight it seemed so strange, as they blowed a course of home on a rain. They were coming on strong like rock and roll stars. Played the sweetest music of the side of Mars. They went a from outer space were giving it all, and I could tell the way they rocked that they were having a ball. They were coming on strong, I was clapping my hands, stop long enough to say,
"Easy, man."
So at twilight time, when the sun goes down, back in the woods on the edge of town, people all together from a mile around, they hear Doc and Old Purple play the crazy sounds. They go,
"Ooh,
yeah."
Here by the gate. Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages. Rock, rock. You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
There's a moon in the sky somewhere I know, waiting for all the love to burn below. If you fall and it happens all too soon, blame it all on the surfer moon. Neath the hill behind a cloud one dreamy night, rising up, throwing down its golden light. If your heart hears its melancholy tune, then you'll know it's the surfer moon. Brings the tide in, takes it all away. Helps us ride in, brings us waves each day. Other moons have brought light and love before, promising to remain forevermore. But they all disappear with each new tune. They make way for the surfer.
Sit and cry, well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
Open up, open up, open your eyes. Time, it's time, it's time to rise. Okay, let's take it slow. You ain't got no place to go. I cried a million tears. I wasted a lot of years. Life was so dear. Life was so dear. Oxygen right to the brain. Skip the vices, purses, get to the refrain. Let yourself float, don't carry that weight. Never destroy when you can create. Ready, set in California. I'm building up my love.
How could I have got so low? I'm embarrassed to tell you so. I laid around this old place. I hardly ever wash my face. Oxygen, oxygen, right to the brain. Skip the vices, verses, get to the refrain. Let yourself go, don't carry that weight. Never destroy when you can create. Ready, set in California. I'm filling up my lungs again and breathing life. Now it don't matter what your age is. Don't you know it's just a state of mind? Let's get the jump on it before it's too late. Friendly reminder, friendly reminder. So take a lesson from one who knows just where be lazy goes. There's a time to a reason to live, to live, to live. Oxygen, oxygen, right to the brain. Skip the vices, verses, get to the refrain. Let yourself float, don't carry that weight. Never destroy when you can create. Ready, set in California. I'm feeling up my lungs. Time, it's time, it's time to rise. Okay, let's take it slow. We ain't got no place to go.
I said hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? I said hello, I love you, won't you tell me again? Woo! I love you. Hello, I love you. Hello, I love you! Greetings. Yes, we had some Buddy Holly, some Big Bopper, some Richie Valens. Okay, I'm sorry, but the Purple People Eater is literally the same song as Chantilly Lace. I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you, JP. Okay. Like, I'm totally in a umkai mode, okay? Let's get on with this because this is magical. And let's give it up for all the Brian Wilson music and paying tribute to Melinda. I'm just, her spirit is definitely here. She's just, you know, as I'm feeling her, she really liked to let people be themselves. She liked to let people shine. She used to so much love in her. She's so, like, not trying to rush in to have a message. She's more just kind of healing me. She's just kind of like, I just see her kind of putting her hands on me and healing me. Just such a loving human being. So just feeling uplifted and loved and excellent.
Okay, so for fun, I brought my Lover's Path tarot. I love this deck so much. It's got like King Arthur. It's like, yeah, it's kind of like King Arthur themed, kind of, and then mixed in with like other stuff. But I really like the King Arthur thing. So what are we going to do here? And also, I have a treat for you when I sign off here. I have a Buddy Holly Big Bopper Richie Valens remix that I kind of, a beat that I made. So I want to kind of give that to you. Kind of want to give that to y'all. And let y'all have that. And let y'all, you know, have that as a gift. It's the remix. And the remix is called The Day the Music Lived. That's right. So any spirit guides that want to come in, whether it's Big Bopper, whether it's Richie Valens, whether it's Buddy Holly, or whether it's, you know, any messages that want to come through, Melinda, any messages that want to pop on in. It's like a combined effort of angels right now, bringing in their love, bringing in. So first I'm going to pull a card, and then I'm going to go with the, you know, combine it with the angel message. I wanted to do something different. Oh my God, stop it! Guess what card I pulled? Love. I can't right now. I just pulled love. Oh my, stop, you guys. I told you I can't cry like this. Oh my God. I told y'all I can't be crying like this on the air. Just kidding. I actually can, whatever. I'm taking pictures of this baby. That's right. Oh my God, I pulled the love card. Like, how y'all gonna just let me pull the love card like that? This is self-explanatory in itself. All of your angels are here right now with you. This gift of love is more than anything that you couldn't even possibly imagine. You having the vision of being rebirthed from a star and being birthed by a star and coming down to planet Earth. This, the days ahead of love for you are just going to keep unfolding. It's that love within your heart that's going to guide you everywhere that you need to go. Anytime that you're lost, you just pull out your compass, and your compass is in your heart, and that's going to tell you every direction. You go and you ask love. Go and ask love for the answers for everything, because when you go into love and you're seeking it within love, you are going to get the highest result possible of what it is that you're looking for. Love is the most powerful force on the face of the earth, on the planet, of any reality we are going to come across. Love is the most powerful thing we will ever come into contact with. And so when we need to understand our feelings and we need to understand how to react, we're not meant to always be like in this loving mode. We don't have to be in this loving mode constantly. You can, but it's not a requirement. But when we need answers, that's where it lies. And that's the whole point, is that when we need to ask questions, we need to ask, is this coming from a place of love? Are my decisions coming from a place of love? Is this love? If it isn't love, then it may not be aligned with whatever it is that you need. And that's exactly what we're absolutely understanding right now about this moment. Oh my goodness, it's just beautiful. And literally, I just pulled the Queen of Cups with the Two of Coins. Two of Coins. Balance, decision making, prioritizing. And it literally just confirmed what I said about love. When we're making decisions and we have choices, we need to pick the thing that is mostly rooted in love. You're gonna get the best results possible. Why is the Queen of Cups showing up? The Queen of Cups is, she represents emotions of the mother. She represents the queen. She is the mother, the married woman, the caretaker. Emotions, love, the giver. And she is the absolute nurturer. She was absolute divine feminine in its highest form. So of course I'm going to pull love. Of course I'm going to pull the Queen of Cups. And of course I'm going to pull the Two of Coins. Look at this representation right here. Because when we come to love and we understand that and connect it, what do we associate it with? We're always associating it with a mother connection. And we have to understand that mother connection is always within us, no matter what. And our mothers that exist right now, they are a beautiful form of understanding our connection with giving birth into the star. So we physically came from a mother, from a womb, from that woman, the divine feminine. But when we look closer, we understand she was channeling and posing and wearing that costume as the star. So she was really the star you were being birthed from. And she decided that this lifetime, she chose you and you chose her. Oh my God, I can't stop crying. You both chose each other. And she said, I'm going to act as the star in the sky that you were birthed from. And I'm going to lead you and guide you into this portal. And I choose you. She chose you, just as the cosmos and spirit have chosen you, and God has chosen you, and you were chosen. You were chosen into this lifetime because you were loved, because something loves you so much, and this is something you will always, always be able to keep with you in your heart, wherever you go, wherever your connection is, wherever, whatever it is that you need, just come to that place where the star is, and that star you were birthed from. And just remember, mother, that love, that connection, that unconditional love, is always here for you. We must recognize this, that the unconditional love doesn't ever go away. It's not fugazi. And when we really believe we deserve that love, we tend to get more of it, right? When you believe you deserve something, you tend to get more of it. That's just how it works, really. That's how it's always been. That's just the gist of it all. And so we have to understand and come back to this place where we were in the womb and we were taken care of. And there's no way, if you are alive right now, there's no way that you haven't been taken care of. There's no way you've been taken care of if you are alive right now. And that's just how it is. That's the case. That's how it goes. So understanding this concept of love and love giving and love receiving this month is so, so important. It's really something that we need to hold dear to us, because that's where your power is. It really, your power is in that place of love. Whew. Whew. I'm just taking some deep breaths in, I'm just taking all that in. Just taking in that love. So whatever it is that you need, understand you have it with you. These are going to be, you know, February, we're going to have messages of love every week in February during Paranormal Playground Sounds. It's just going to be loved themed, whether you like it or not, because that's where the vibration lives. But I cannot believe that I pulled the love card. This was the first card that I pulled, and this is absolute magic. Look at the magic that happens to you. Look at the magic that happens with me, with everyone else, and be inspired. Be inspired. This is why I share all this, and because to know that miracles are real. You are the miracle right now.
I'm the miracle right now. You're the miracle, and I get to witness all this. But because of you, this miracle happened, and that's what you need to understand. The show and everything, your energy is adding so much value to everything that we're doing here in spirit. You are summoning these miracles. As you listen and tune in, angels come and give. This is all for you. This is for you. You know, I'm here just being a medium and a portal for this, but it is for you, and the giving never ends, and it's what it's about. Doesn't it feel good to give? Doesn't it feel good to share? Doesn't it feel good to know how abundant you are? And when we know how abundant we are, the giving is endless, and then we receive. The receiving for us becomes endless and endless. So hold that within your heart. Hold it within your heart. So anyways, we are out, skis. I love you so much. I'm going to leave you with this gift, this tune, this beat I made called The Day the Music Lived. And it's a bunch of remixes from Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper. I love you so much. Until next time, we are signing off. Woo-wee! I will see you next week. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium.
So we figure somewhere around 4 or 5 million, somewhere around there.
4 or 5 million, tremendous volume of records. How many are in your group?
There's 3 of us.
2 crickets and yourself. How did you happen to get started?
Well, we Morton High School, I guess you'd say, in a lot of Texas, that's our hometown, and we all went to the same high school there, and started playing together there. Long story, say.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
And what about the Crickets?
Well, Jerry Allison, the drummer, is 19, and Joe Mullen, the bass player, is 18.
18. And listening to you, buddy, it seems like y'all could do something in jazz. Have you ever tried anything along that line?
No, we haven't. It's strange that you should say that, because we've always made it a point to more or less not like jazz, actually, and it's kind of in conjunction with rock and roll in one way, and then it's kind of against it in a way.
Yeah, that's so true. I didn't mean to imply that your music you play so far, I don't know, for some reason you sort of strike me as a jazz man for some reason.